Are you ready to sell more books? I'm Brian Cohen.
And I'm Claire Taylor. If you're ready to get your books into the hands of the right readers
and make some more money,
you've come to the right podcast.
And now it's time to talk tips, tricks, and news to help you sell more of your books. Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Sell More Book Show, episode 472. I'm Brian Cohen from Author Ad School, joined by Claire Taylor from FFS Media. Claire, it's always interesting the way we do the show now. We kind of pick back up after 2 weeks, even though everyone just heard us a week ago. So how the heck are you?
I am doing good. Yeah, I am moving along with this quarter. Nothing much to see here, folks. I'm prepping for May. I will be traveling around twice for speaking gigs and then once for John's 40th. So I'm just trying to get my head around the fact that it's already almost May, because that happened fast.
It did. I was watching Grey's Anatomy the other day, as I do. It's my wife and I's show, 19 years running. And one of the characters, Addison, was just saying, like, to one of the characters who's having basically kind of a pity party, it's like, I love you and everyone else around you is falling apart. So you're just going to need to keep it together. And the world is crazy. You just got to do your best here. And I think we've all had that a little bit, maybe this quarter, and you're going to be okay.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good. I mean, things are moving along. I just, I kept getting these emails from one of the coordinators and I was like, man, they're really ahead of the game. And then I looked at the calendar and I was like, no, they're just on schedule.
Yeah. No, I feel the same. It's like, wait, why are you talking about June? Oh, my gosh. It's a week from the end of April.
Yeah. So what's going on over in your life? You got a challenge going on?
We've been challenging. Today's the day of our big advanced Amazon ads webinar, but we've 4,400 challengers. We just launched, reopened Author Ad School for $100 off. It's been really fun to see people going through it. We totally did new material, no copy ads, the standard ads, and we've talked a lot about metadata. And people love, whenever you give someone a bunch of new stuff for free, they are excited. And so there's a lot of excitement, and some of those folks are joining Ad School for the first time, which is great. And so that's adschool2023.com. If you want to get in, well, it's $100 off, and that'll run through Monday. So I won't even be able to mention it in the next episode.
We'll keep it under wraps.
Yeah, we'll keep it under wraps. This is the time, people. But yeah, we got a question of the week. How do you feel about us doing that?
I feel great. I want to hear from the people.
Let's talk to the people. So the people were asked, do you have any reservations about Kobo Plus? Lorna Tedder said, no reservations. KU isn't my primary source of income, so I'm not vendor locked into KU as some are. Competition is a good thing, and I'm curious to see how Amazon responds or changes. Maybe they'll allow non-exclusive KU agreements, which would be a win.
And Stan Scrobbutt said, I can only assume that's how you pronounce it. You can correct me if that T is silent or whatever. But said, according to Draft to Digital, I am already enrolled in Kobo Plus. I do not have reservations. I am happy others are reading my books. It's a nice, very positive attitude.
Yeah, and I guess you're kind of auto-enrolled because there's no exclusivity, so it doesn't really matter. And Gail Carriger said, downside of Kobo Plus, the subscription service business model itself, and the fact that it may have or build in certain sets of price point expectations with readers within that ecosystem. I plan to be strategic with which books I put into Kobo Plus, focusing on only certain genres and series. Also, I don't plan to launch new books into that platform. It's going to be something I primarily utilize for backlist, and I think this is an important thing we have to keep in mind, because globally and societally, the subscription model does certainly have some downsides.
For creators, yes.
Yeah, yeah. For creators, who we are, thus we're downsided.
Yeah, but, the consumer yeah. side of me is like, this is pretty awesome. And the creator side of me is like, this is not great. Yeah. But I suspect that people will be wrung out by subscriptions within the next few years.
I think so too.
We may see another shift towards something else. So
there's always going to be something else though, right?
Yes. Until the sun eats the earth.
Yeah. All right. Are there any downsides to the sun eating the earth? Answer in our next question of the week. All right. Let's do the top story of the week. Clock app books? Could BookTok be doubling down on books? A few months ago, we reported that it looked like TikTok would be selling, stocking, and shipping the very books it promoted on its platform, but now it looks like it's taking the next step, becoming a traditional publisher. Author and TikTok influencer Kyla Zhao has reported that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, has job postings for an acquisitions editor on LinkedIn and other job search sites. According to the job posting, responsibilities include discovering and signing authors, ensuring writers complete and deliverable novels, and provide writing guidance to authors based on data collection. The editor would be part of what they are calling the online publishing team, with the stated goal to empower authors and bring great books to a worldwide audience. Quote, "We use not only our data strengths, but our promotional advantages to help writers find their target readers and make their books viral both online and offline," says the listing. The job appears to be for a New York City position, the traditional location of most traditional publishers in the United States. Claire, what was your first reaction to hearing that TikTok might create its own traditional publishing company?
This is a disaster. It's just you can't have these platforms that are promoting products also become the sellers of products. Like it doesn't work out well for people who were previously using that platform to promote their products, their titles, their, you know, BookTok. We already know from previous stories we've covered that TikTok does pick winners. There is no, it's not like just the algorithm finds something and it's super hot. There are actually people who are going through and telling, you know, the program to promote this video to more people, show it to more people. And that is what is going to happen with books once they have a monetary interest in the specific books. And BookTok is going to just become TikTok's imprint. That's what you're going to see. You may see some other stuff, but I think it's going to be predominantly TikTok's TikTok's products you're going to see.
Yeah.
They have done this. And I mean, I think it's from their standpoint, it makes a whole lot of financial sense. BookTok just took off and they're like, why are we not capitalizing on this? We can make money off this. We can sell books and products and that sort of thing. Why are other people making money off this and we're not? But I don't think that I think this is the beginning of the end for BookTok, frankly, for it being a place that's actually community based rather than just hawking TikTok books.
Yeah, I mean, we shall see. Did Amazon having its own publishing imprint ruin publishing? It didn't ruin publishing, but it definitely did start to eat a chunk of the market out. And I suspect it'll be the same thing here, where it eats a chunk of the market. I think that due to TikTok's commitment to its slot machine version of providing engagement, I do think that some authors, especially those who've built up a large enough following, already will be insulated somewhat by this move. I do think that it will impact those folks too. And maybe those folks will be the first people invited to have their books published through this TikTok platform. I will say, I have been looking around at the TikTok shop capacity and capabilities. it's pretty limited and they haven't rolled it out to a lot of people yet. So I think I'm going to slightly reserve judgment on how well this is going to do or how much it's going to impact authors until I see that their actual shop interface is good on a global scale, because that's going to be a challenge for them to overcome, is that a lot of readers from BookTok are used to hopping over to Amazon. Are they going to try to sell it themselves through TikTok, or are they going to push TikTok readers over to Amazon and make a lower percentage? I don't know. But those are some of the things that I think may get in the way of it being the end of BookTok. But is it a change in BookTok coming that will decrease sales for some people? Definitely.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting that they're basically going to be bringing on writers to write to the algorithms, is what it sounds like. So I have my doubts that this is going to be a good deal for authors. They're going to be promised exposure, which, you know, not all exposure is good or even legal. So it may be interesting to see how they handle that, especially with the parent company being based in a country with heavy censorship. I wonder how that's going to play into things. So, well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see here. Yeah. There's a really good, article by Cory Doctorow. I can't give the title because it has a curse word. You can't give the title
because I knew which one you're talking about.
Yeah, but if you do a Google search,
you can call it the in-blankification of social media. In-blankification
of TikTok, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that this is exactly what we're seeing here. Just as these platforms mature, the parent companies just want to get more and more money out of it, and they do it like you boil a frog, so...
Yep, this is true. Claire, we're into the toasty spuds of wisdom, the hot potatoes of wisdom here. You've already kind of given your thoughts on this a little bit, but is TikTok publishing an imprint? Is having a TikTok publishing imprint good, bad, or not important to authors?
I think the news that TikTok is creating its own publishing imprint could affect authors who have built TikTok as one of their main pillars of marketing and audience building. I think it may be a sign that if you have a big following on TikTok as an author, it might be time to really push them to some free content that gets them on your email list. Secure that right now because things are shifting. If you have not built your business off of TikTok at all or only very little, I don't think this is going to affect you because this is not any time in the near future going to become a main, platform where people say only buy off TikTok or necessarily all of your readers say only buy off TikTok. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. It's only going to be a problem for people who have built a lot of their business on that one tactic.
That makes a lot of sense. Awesome. I hear more potatoes coming.
Here they are. Here are the potatoes. When should an author consider a traditional publisher or small press versus going or staying indie?
So it's tough to decide how to even answer this question. But when an author is trying to decide if they should go with a publisher versus doing it themselves, I used to think, Sell More Book Show, we've always been pro-indie. There are some people that really do not enjoy the business building aspects of self-publishing to the point that they wish someone else would take that on. And if that's you, maybe traditional publishing is worth looking at if you have a deal in your hands. Because you are unlikely just by saying, I'm going to do traditional publishing, not self-publishing. That isn't necessarily enough to get your foot in the door. If it's a choice of, I have this deal in my hands or going indie, you should really think about that. Because as you know, as we've talked about on the show, a lot of these kind of promises of exposure from traditional publishers don't really go anywhere. So you're not necessarily going to get your book marketed. But if you are really thinking, I have a deal in hand versus indie, there is a choice to be made. If it's, I don't have a deal or going self-publishing. You have to decide, do you want your book to even make it out into the world? Because in that case, you would want to go indie.
Right. Absolutely. There's so much to consider. I don't think there's a right answer for everyone.
Right.
And yeah, depends on what you're in it for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that a lot of people who've said they're going into traditional publishing eventually come around to self-publishing when they just haven't gotten a deal.
Or they have made enough money in traditional publishing that they realize they could make more if they took their audience indie. We're seeing that a lot more lately.
Like Mr. Sanderson with his Kickstarter. Yes. Awesome.
Lots of hybrids.
Oh, yeah. I hear lightning in the distance. Pew! Pew! Pew!
It's such adorable lightning.
Oh, the cutest lightning. It's like if Pikachu and Lightning had a lightning baby. So, Claire, how can an author decide how much to use Facebook and other social media platforms in their book marketing?
Okay, so I think when an author is trying to decide how much to use Facebook and other social media platforms in their book marketing, you need to not go by feel. I think that's really important. So most of us already have social media on each of these sites, accounts for us, maybe personal ones, maybe we already have business ones. It's really important to not just look at these addictive statistics of views and likes and shares and followers and all of that, because you're not a business to feel good. You're a business to make money, right? Mm. And feeling good can definitely be part of that, but it's really seductive to fall into that numbers game and forget about the most important number, which is profit. Yes. Not revenue, but profit, right? Can you keep doing this thing you love to do? Can you afford to keep doing it? Can you afford to keep paying editors, keep, you know, fronting the costs for covers, and just spending your time that way? So it's really easy to get lost in that. And I think it's very important that you take a look at the analytics and the actual raw numbers and not just go, oh, is this fun? Is this feeling good? If it's fun, you want to do it, fine. But it may not be the best use of your time for building a business.
Love that answer. Love that answer.
Brian, what's your best tip for using social media without getting caught up in it and losing writing time and your sanity?
The best way to avoid losing writing time and your sanity on social media is to set very strong boundaries. You need to say, I am going to use this only at certain times. I am going to have my phone off or access to this app restricted during these hours. And I think that when you get excited about one of these apps and when you're checking your likes and your comments and everything, it can throw you off. It can take you out of your creative game and put you in a very different headspace. So if you want to keep your creativity going and avoid getting too sucked in and spiraling out of that sanity, as the question goes, you really need to set those very clear boundaries, and then you need to force yourself to stick to them.
Yeah. Easier said than done, but good advice.
Thank you. I was channeling you while I was talking about it. Claire, let's say you are physically just a slow writer. You are not making a lot of words happen at a given time. Should you learn to type faster or dictate better?
Well, okay. So if you are physically a slow typist, or you dictate very slowly, you don't have to learn to do that faster. You can decide that that is not important to you and that you like the slow pace. But if you're finding that that is the main roadblock to you doing more of what you want to do at the speed that you want to do it, absolutely practice. I have a friend who is learning to touch type in her late 40s because she's running into this. It's important to remember that we can still learn to do things and improve skills in our adulthood. This is not a thing that, well, I didn't learn it when I was younger, so I'm never going to learn it. With that mindset, sure. But you can absolutely improve your skills. Right now, I'm learning to dictate. because I'm sick of sitting at my computer. So I've been going and walking for a couple hours and dictating. And my belief was like, this takes so long. This is so much harder than typing. Like I just, you know, I have all these long pauses when between sentences and then I finally was like, well, of course I do. I'm just starting out at it. Why would I be good at this yet? So I think that intentional practice is still something that we all need to focus on. And I'm getting better at dictating. I thought it was just a skill that I didn't have, but I'm getting a little bit better. And when I look at the numbers, I'm actually faster dictating than typing, and I'm getting a walk in. So that's all wins to me. But yes, I think you do need to practice these skills. Don't say just because I'm, you know, 40, 50 and I can't do it yet means I'll never get there. That's kind of a self-fulfilled prophecy.
I love that. And I think that I actually saw a TikTok the other day that said, embracing the beginner mindset, I'm going to be a beginner today, can really help you out of these kind of ruts.
Yeah, it's easy to get stuck in these things, you know, to just live a pretty complacent life. It's very easy and it's nice. And a lot of us deserve it after the lives that we've had, you know, but it also is up to you. You can make that decision to change things and absolutely, to try something new and to be bad at something and see if you can get better.
Yes. Love that.
All right, Brian, what's your second favorite podcast for authors?
So here is the thing, the big confession. When asked questions like, what is my second favorite author podcast? I think about authors listening to 2 podcasts, 3 podcasts, 4 podcasts, 5 podcasts, and never doing any work. So I have stopped listening to podcasts. I, a couple years back, said, look, I'm going to listen and learn from something when I'm ready to be learning that particular thing, when I'm ready to learn that skill. I will employ just-in-time learning, and I'm only going to learn the thing I'm working on right then. Because I know myself. I'm an information junkie. I like creating content. I like consuming content. So if I am left to my own devices with my second favorite, third favorite podcast, I am going to just never get the actual work done. So my second favorite podcast after the Sell More Book Show is going and doing the work.
This might be the lightning round, but that smelled a little like a potato.
Boom, boom. The potato, the lightning hit the potato, Claire. Charred, lots of kinetic energy.
I imagine that's how ruffle chips are made, right?
I'm almost certain it's someone on carrying it around on a rubber something or other, and it's just waiting for lightning to strike. Yeah, yeah, that's ruffles in a nutshell. Claire, to close us out on this lightning round, does a pen name need to be active on social media or the internet?
If you have a pen name and you're trying to decide, do I need to be active on social media or the internet? The answer is no. You don't need to be. It is a whole other brand. I think that authors forget that each pen name is a brand, and companies don't usually want a ton of brands until they can manage them. So if you're a single person company, each pen name is another brand you're going to have to manage. If you want an online presence, you're going to have to do all the social media stuff. You're going to have to, you know, just duplicate all the time you already spend on your other stuff to this. You're going to have to do all the marketing for those books. It's just a lot. It's a lot more than you think it's going to be. If you use social media and the internet and you want to just say like, this is my approach. So you can really be very minimalist about a pen name. And that's okay too. It depends on what your goals are for that. And you may want to temporarily shift some of your attention over to the new pen name and kind of let the previous one sit for a while just because you are but one person. So it's not necessary. And like I said before, you want to make sure that whatever social media you're using is actually working.
Love that. Love that. You should know you've had a couple pen names. So yeah.
I know. Yeah. Do as I say, not as I do.
So we need a question of the week. Should it be about this TikTok imprint? That's the big question, Claire.
I mean, oh, that was to me. Who are you talking to, Brian? Yeah, that works. Do you think a lot of our listeners are on TikTok or active on TikTok?
I don't know. I mean, that's what we'll find out here. I'm interested because you and I were somewhat of different minds here. So I'm going to say, do you think that the new TikTok publishing imprint will doom indies on BookTok, or will have a minimal effect on the ability to grow on TikTok? And you can answer that question of the week over at sellmorebookshow.com in the comment section for 472, or you can answer it in our Sell More Book Show After Party Facebook group. Claire, you got anything you want to share to the masses?
Nope. I do. I still have a few seats left at my Liberated Writer Retreat. So if anyone is interested, it is filling up, but there are a few left. I think there's some people who are trying to figure out if they're going to make it work or not. But if you are interested, go to liberatedwriter.com and that will take you to all of the information about this retreat. Everything is included but airfare. So hotel, all of your meals, workshops, one-on-one time with me. It's all included in the price.
Nice. And what's the website there?
Liberatedwriter.com.
Yes. Okay. Do it. Awesome. And Ad School is now open. $100 off adschool2023.com. For Claire, I'm Brian. We'll be back next week. Hope you have a great week of book selling, and we will talk to you for episode 473. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Sell More Book Show. Visit the website at www.sellmorebookshow.com for detailed show notes and subscription information, or to send us news or comments for use on the show. Also, please take a moment to subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Thank you very much for listening, and happy book selling.